This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perhon. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. We began today's show with something that many of you will remember. Now, we've played that on the show before. That was the theme that Tom Meyer used when he hosted the Happy Station through the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. But the copy that we played before was directly from Happy Station. If you compare it and go back to the show, which I don't remember the date of which one it was, you'll notice that it sounds quite different. And there is a reason for that, which I will tell you about after we take a listen first to the Dutch Swing College Band with Teddy Wilson and Limehouse Blues. We'll be right back. the Dutch Swing College Band featuring Teddy Wilson on piano, and that was one of a few sessions recorded in the Netherlands in the early 1970s when Teddy Wilson was touring with the DSCB. Yes, the DSCB, of course, that is their acronym. I just discovered something the other day, a track recorded by the DSCB, the Dutch Swing College Band, that we're going to play because it is rather unusual, very unusual indeed. I just bought it. It's not available on CD. It's only available on the original single, but we will play it on the show. Now, I should tell you right away that today's music that you're listening to is, mostly from vinyl. Mostly from vinyl. And I thought, let's do something a little bit more old-fashioned today. Now, we began today's edition of Happy Station with the theme music that Tom Meyer used through the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Now, as I said before, we've played that on the show, but the copy that we played was either from cassette or was taken from one of the old Happy Station shows that Tom did. And it was always in mono, but it was actually recorded in stereo, like we just heard. Well, our good friend Jan Osterveen in the Netherlands made a very unique discovery. First, he found the stereo mix that we just used today, with a voice, by the way. His name is Nathan. He's Australian and lives in the United Kingdom. He's a voiceover artist, so we got him to do the little introduction right there. But what Jan also discovered was, this is the amazing thing, he discovered the original master tape. Yes, the original master tape that was mixed down from. Now, if you listen to it, many people would think, they just recorded it in one take. Actually, no, they didn't. Parts of it were recorded at the same session, but at different times. And sometimes they did alternate versions of it. Now, to give you a little example of what I mean, let's take a listen to how that recording session sounded. And there we had it. That was just a little excerpt of the original master tape that was used for the recording session of that theme song. And if you go to www.pcjmedia.com, www.pcjmedia.com, we've added it to our homepage so you can listen to the chopping and the restarting and the retakes of sections, and then, of course, how it finally ended up sounding. Now, considering that tape is over 40 years old, it doesn't sound that bad, I have to admit. Time now for more music. Something without retaking, or perhaps they did. Perhaps they did. Something's Gotta Give. Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live.
Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give.
When an irrepressible smile such as yours
warms an old implacable heart such as mine,
don't say no, because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gotta be kissed.
So on God, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast mysterious sky.
I'll try hard, ignoring those lips I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight,
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 fight it with all of my might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night
we'll find out as sure as we live.
Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give.
I'll try hard, ignoring those lips I adore.
But how long can anyone try?
Fight, 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 fight with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Somewhere, somehow, something's gotta give.
Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet, from the album Steve and Edie at the Movies, with Something's Gotta Give, one of my favorite all-time albums from them. And, you know, as I was mentioning before, things being recorded in one take, quite often, and this actually happens more often than you may think, except for very few artists, somebody, let's say, like Frank Sinatra. He had a reputation of bringing people into the studio, having a little bit of an audience, and recording live with the orchestra. On other occasions, many artists that you take a listen to, they would record the song in bits and pieces, and then the engineers later would edit all the good bits, and then you get a full track. So sometimes when you listen to something, there could be, in maybe a 2 or 3 minute song, takes of 5 or 6 different sessions taking place on different days, and you don't really notice it. Except there is one recording that it is very, very apparent. An album that was done by Duke Ellington and Rosemary Clooney. And he was recorded in New York. She was recorded in Los Angeles. And when you listen to it, you can tell. Not from the album, but when they released it on CD, you can tell. The whole album was recorded at different times of the day. Rosemary recorded parts of songs one time and then parts of another song another time. I mean, it's really a mix-up like that, which is quite, you know, odd. Of course, today, with modern technology, you can do that kind of stuff, and you don't really notice it so much. Classical music, however, has been doing that for a good number of years. A good number of years. Sometimes operatic recordings will have parts in maybe a 10-minute piece that were recorded at different times, and they schlep it together, and nobody knows the difference. Amazing, actually. You think what you can do in a recording studio, sometimes the singer doesn't even have to be there. They really don't. What album was it? I think it was a Sinatra album. The Duets records, actually. All the duets. He wasn't physically in the studio with any of the people that he sang duets with. They were in other parts of the world using satellite links and all kinds of other things, recording vocals at different times. Some you can tell. Some you can tell, but some you can't. Anyway, let's now move to another song. And I only remembered this the other day because I heard it on a commercial for a cleaning product and made me think I should dig it up, and I decided to do that. Men Without Hats, Pop Goes the World.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Pop Goes the World by Men Without Hats.
Men Without Hats and Pop Goes the World from the album of the same name. I have to admit, I do like, very clean, fun pop music every now and again. Men Without Hats did some wonderful, wonderful things. They've just reformed, and they actually have a new album that's out. And don't remember the name. Don't remember the name of it, but still, nevertheless, a very good record. You're listening to your program, Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. And today, we're playing most of the music from vinyl. And there's actually a lot of vinyl that I bought over a year ago, or just over a year ago, when I was in New York City. There's a lot of vinyl shops in New York City, and I thought, well, you know, I'm here for a week. I should go and find some of the shops and buy things, which is exactly what I did. And I bought a lot of good stuff, and we just haven't played it yet on the show. So I thought we'd get to some of them right now. And then I'll tell you about this amazing record shop that I found near Broadway in New York City. And they have everything. And there's a lot of recordings that I was looking for because I had the singles somewhere, but they were old and scratched and everything. But I wanted to get new copies of them, not just the singles, but also the LPs. And I came across one that was by accident because I wasn't even looking for it at the time. It's Hugo Montalegro and his orchestra. And he did a lot of movie soundtracks, worked with a lot of fine singers, and also had a vocal group, the Hugo Montalegro Singers. But he was also known for taking theme songs to films and redoing them in his own style, and that he became really famous for that, especially doing films scores and film soundtracks of the spaghetti westerns, you know, like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, A Fistful of Dollars, and this one, Hang 'em High. Theme song to the movie Hang 'em High that starred Clint Eastwood, one of a number of spaghetti westerns that he made. Spaghetti westerns referring to Italian westerns that are actually a lot of fun to watch. And that was an album that I picked up when I was in New York City last year with a record shop just off Broadway called Other Music. Now, I came across this record shop totally by accident. I was on Broadway going to places like Bloomingdale's, wanted to get a couple of shirts from there, and some of the other amazing shops on Broadway. And I was walking down Broadway for a bit, and I thought, well, there's some interesting stores actually on a lot of the side streets. So I walked down one, and there was this music shop called Other Music. And I walked in, and I thought that I was going to be in heaven. They had new and used, and I thought, well, I have some time, you know. I'm going to stay here and go through stuff, which is exactly what I did for about 3 hours. And I bought a lot of music, both on CD and LP, stuff that I haven't even played at home yet, let alone here on this program. And I thought that today we'll bring some of them in. So we took a listen to one right now, and there was another one that I discovered by accident, and it just has the most groovy color. Which is what jumped out at me. The album is called Beat Fräulein, female pop music in Germany, 1964 to 1968. Singers like Patti Pay, Anita Webel, Dominique Marion, Katharina Valente, Connie Forbes, and also some singers from the former German Democratic Republic, or East Germany. So I thought we'll have now a little bit of East German beat music. Here's Chris Docke with Und du bist nicht mehr allein.
Wenn das Mädchen, das du liebst, dir begegnet, dann weckt jeder Blick von ihr zarte Träume auf in dir. Sonne scheint auch, wenn es regnet. Tausend Wünsche stellen sich ein und du bist nicht mehr allein. Wenn das Mädchen dann noch dich reizend findet, wenn es irgendetwas gibt, was sie gleichermaßen liebt, was euch mehr und mehr verbindet, dann wird alles Schöne sein und du bist nicht mehr allein. Der Tag sieht anders aus, sieht gleich viel heller aus, was dir allein verborgen blieb, entdeckt die Liebe. Lass die Wege, die ihr geht, niemals enden. Jedes Glück ist, wenn's beginnt, wer Lust wie ein Halm im Wind. Fest mit beiden Händen, dann wird's immer bei dir sein und du bist nicht mehr allein. Und du bist nicht mehr allein. Und du bist nicht mehr allein.
From East Germany, Chris Docke, who's actually still performing today. One of the other albums that I picked up was, it's hard really to say where they're from. They're two brothers. They're originally from Indonesia, but grew up in the Netherlands. The group they formed is called the Blue Diamonds, and they recorded in a number of languages. They didn't just record in Dutch, but also English, Spanish, French, Indonesian, and German. One of their big... Well, they had a number of hits, but one of the ones that really stuck out was called Sukiyaki. That was made by Kayo Sakamoto in Japanese, but they did a version in German, Dutch, English, and Indonesian. And they also had a number of other hits as well, like this one, Linda Lou, Der Blue Diamonds from the Netherlands.
Gib dein Wort, Linda Lou, geh nicht fort, Linda Lou. Du weißt, dass ich dich wirklich liebe. Ja, ja, oh Linda Lou. Gib dein Wort, Linda Lou, geh nicht fort, Linda Lou. In meinen Augen stehen Tränen, verzeih, oh Linda Lou. Sag, was hab ich falsch gemacht? Ich hab dich nach Haus gebracht. Gut Nacht gesagt. Ja, oh my darling, sag mir, muss ich dich küssen, darling, oder nicht? Drum sag mir, was hab ich falsch gemacht? Du hast mich ausgelacht, gib dein Wort, Linda Lou. Geh nicht fort, Linda Lou. Du weißt, dass ich dich wirklich liebe. Ja, ja, oh Linda Lou. Sag, was hab ich
falsch gemacht. Ich hab dich nach Haus gebracht. Gut Nacht gesagt. Ja, oh my darling, sag mir, muss ich dich küssen, darling? Oder nicht drum, sag mir, was hab ich falsch gemacht? Du hast mich ausgelacht, gib dein Wort, Lindalu. Geh nicht fort, Lindalu. In meinen Augen stehen Tränen. Verzeih, oh Lindalu.
Linda Lou from the Netherlands. Well, that's not the name of the group, that's the name of the song. And that was The Blue Diamonds. And I have a single somewhere, an EP, of them singing the same song in four different languages. There's four tracks on the EP, first in German, Dutch, English, and Indonesian. Quite a, I don't know, kind of an unusual way to release a single, isn't it? Let's put the same song, just in different languages. I suppose if you speak all four, not so bad. Anyway, you're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Perron, and if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. One of the other recordings that I picked up at Other Music is one of my favorite orchestras, especially for spy music or Bond, Mr. James Bond music. Roland Shaw, he had a lot of success re-recording some classic compositions by John Barry. And one of my personal favorite ones, and we've played this on the show before, and I thought we'd play it again, Roland Shaw and his orchestra with On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Roland Shaw, and a fantastic arrangement of On Her Majesty's Secret Service. A couple of weeks ago, I said that the weather here in Taiwan was unseasonably hot. Well, I spoke too soon, because just in the last 5 days, we've gone back to more normal weather for this time of year. I think it was on Tuesday morning at around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'd just gone to bed. I know that sounds late, but I'm a bit of a night owl. Anyway, I just went to bed and woke up an hour later. We had a torrential downpour, and we have been getting them for the past couple of nights, which is actually a good thing, because it has been incredibly dry here, and the water reservoirs have been very low. So the rain is actually a good thing, and the temperature has also dropped to something more normal. But a lot of people are speculating, because of the warm weather that we had, that this coming summer won't be as hot and humid. Mind you, I don't believe that for one moment, because every summer is exactly the same here. 100% humidity, and temperatures ranging between 35 and 40. I think there is about a period of a 1 week or 2 weeks or so that the temperature is like 40, 41. And basically you live in air conditioning. You don't dare go outside unless you're running for a taxi. but I would rather take that than the cold and everything, because usually when, well, it's not been so bad now, but when it's really cold and really damp my back, oh, it plays absolute havoc. I'm sort of like the Hunchback of Notre Dame sometimes when the weather, you know, all hunched over and all me back, all the pain, you know. Luckily this year, knock on wood, as they say, it hasn't been so bad. All right, time now for music. And we're going to take a little listen to, if I can find it. Ah, yes, here it is. Oscar de la Hoya with Para Qué.
Dices que tú quieres regresar. ¿Para qué me llamas cuando al fin logré olvidar? ¿Para qué si ya una vez yo todo te lo di? Me adapté de nuevo a estar sin ti. ¿Para qué? ¿O no te basta con romperme el corazón y con burlarte en mi cara de mi amor? Con
quedan sentimientos para ti.
una vez mi vida entera te la di. Dime tú, ¿para qué?
Oscar de la Hoya with Para Qué, here on your program, Happy Station. Last week, we had a bit of an experiment with something, and it was very successful, and we're going to do it again this week, and that is a radiogram. Last week, we ran a PCJ radiogram, which included items from Media Network Plus. The items were Dan Handley's propagation report, a small message from Paulette McCrory, and also myself. And we broadcast that over WRMI on 9,955 kilohertz, and we got a pretty decent response from it. And some listeners have been asking if there are plans to do it again. Now, initially, it was only a one-time thing, but because of the response, well, we are going to be doing it again, and you can find the details on it at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Go to our website, and you'll see all the information there. Now, what is this week's radiogram going to be? Well, I'm not going to tell you what it is. But you can find out the software and everything to decode it. And we actually, there's a video that we've put at our Facebook page of somebody who actually caught the message. And they made a little video and put it on YouTube. And sure enough, they got the whole thing, even with the little bit of jamming that was taking place against it. So obviously it works. I think it's a fantastic idea. Now imagine how amazing it would be if we can transmit this show, right, which is almost 1 hour. But imagine we can transmit it in maybe 5-6 minutes, all kinds of noise. You get it, and you decode it, and then you can hear the audio file. Now, wouldn't that be amazing? Huh? Well, I'm not going to say anything right now, but you never know. That is something that we may just try in the future. All right, time now for more music. Let's take a listen to Miles Davis and his quintet with a composition by Wayne Shorter called ESP.
Ha ha ha!
The Miles Davis Quintet with ESP. Great, great song. We still have time now for one more piece of music, and we're going to take a listen to the original cast recording of the musical Chicago that actually stars Bebe Neuwirth. Now, some of you may already know that name. She played the character Lilith in the American TV show Cheers, and then later on in a few episodes of Frasier. And this woman is an amazing actress because she plays a character, Lilith, who's Fraser Crane's wife, and she speaks in monotone, never gets excited. But when you see her on stage, performing on Broadway, which I have on two separate occasions, one was a show that I saw in New York last year featuring the music of Stephen Sondheim, and I also saw her in Chicago a number of years ago. You're just blown away. You're just blown away. Here she is with All That Jazz, Bebe Neuwirth, on your program, Happy Station.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car, I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz. And wear your buckle shoes. And all that jazz, I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug in case you shake apart and want a brand new start to do that jazz. Skidoo. And all that jazz.
Hacha.
Whoopee. And all that jazz. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz.
Listen, your husband ain't home, is he?
No, her husband is not at home.
Find a flask, we're playing fast and loose.
And all that jazz.
Right up here is where I store the juice. Stratosphere, how could he lend an ear to all that jazz?
Oh, you're gonna see a shimmy, shimmy shake.
And all that jazz.
Oh, she's gonna shimmy till her garters break.
And all that jazz.
Jazz.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town?
and all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
Start the car, I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano is hot.
But it's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that.
So that's it, huh, Fred?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Roxy.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah?
Nobody walks out on me.
Sweetheart. Whoopee.
Atcha.
Jazz.
I gotta pee.
Bebe Neuwirth and all that jazz. And we've come to the end of the program. So until next time, friends, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.